Luke chapter 4, verse 17 to 21. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This is the word of the Lord. Father, today we acknowledge that indeed, word has been fulfilled in you. Jesus, you are the living word who came to fulfill all that God the Father has promised to each one of us. And so, Lord, today help us as your children to receive from you, to receive from your word, and to see the fulfillment of your word in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. You may now be seated. A pleasant good morning again to everyone. You know, we are on a new series, and in the series again, I made reference to it last week, that the new series still talks about, again, we started a year with miracles, and that we are to expect miracles, and not only that, hopefully, we also move in miracles, because we said that miracles are not just for us, but through us. So tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang mag-move in miracles yun. Yan. Actually, sabi ng iba, yung katabi ko, miracle. Nandito. Ayun, no? Oo, yung katabi mo, miracle na agad yung katabi mo. Itsura pa lang, miracle na. Now, before I continue with the new series, speaking of miracles, again, I would just like to, this was just so amazing to me that God would really count us worthy to be a place, you know, through every nation seminary. I want you to know that used to be Philippines is a mission field. But now, people from all over the world come here to be trained to become a mission force. Amen? May ginagawa si Lord sa nation natin. Dati, tayo lang yung nag-receive ng mission support. Tayo, ngayon, tayo na yung nagsasend out ng mga missionaries. Who would ever thought that the Philippines, a developing country, would be used by God to actually train people from, look at this one, 34 nations. Yeah, no, 34 nations. This year, we added 8 new nations in our cohort, in our seminary. From Nepal, Sri Lanka, which is the teardrop of India, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Ghana, Nigeria, and UK. Grabe, no? 34 nations coming here. Kakatapos lang. Umuwi na po sila. Kaya medyo makahinga ng konti, no? But it's been a great 2 weeks. And, you know, if you remember Every Nation Seminary, please do pray for us. God is indeed using our nation to be a blessing to other nation. Amen? Okay, so yun lang. I just wanted to make sure that you see that miracle which was started. This seminary was started 2021 in the midst of the pandemic. And it's now 3 years running. No? Okay, going back to our new series, Even in the Impossible. Actually, nagpe-prepare ako. Nagpe-prepare ko to habang nandun ako sa seminary and doing all of the things that needs to be done, naisip ko, even in the impossible. because the seminary was really an impossible thing for all of us, even at this, as it began and as it continues. So this word, this series titled Even in the Impossible is a series where we're hoping that all of us will have and will experience our benevolent God. That God, our God, is a benevolent God, and He expresses His benevolence through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And as we will see in Luke, pag sinabi ng benevolent, ano ibig sabihin? Loving and charitable, generous, giving. How many of you agree that our God is a benevolent God? That He is our benevolent God, all good, and He has primarily expressed this benevolence in the person, in the work of Jesus Christ, so that He could actually not just, you know, perform miracles through us. That was last series, which is great. But He's also there to somehow do miracles on behalf of our needs. Sino sa inyo may mga felt needs kayo? Wala, grabe. Buti pa kayo, wala kayong needs, no? Kasi kami meron eh. Yung mga normal na tao may mga needs, no? Dito sa Victory Pasay, walang needs eh. Wala kaming needs eh. Okay, no? Nagulat ako dun ah. But I think nagulat lang kayo sa tanong ko, no? Parang di... Marami, pag tanong ko, nakaganon lang, di makasagot eh. So I'm sure all of us have felt needs. And this series is about accounts in the Word of God. Six accounts in the words of God, in the Word of God, where we see our benevolent God meeting the felt needs of His people. That when we cry out to Him, God hears us. However, it would be good to us as we look into this account na malaman natin what is the nature of our God. Kasi minsan, kung ano, kung makapag-demand tayo kay God, di ba? Yun, no? Tulad ng bata. Oo nga, bakit ganun tayo mag-demand? So, through the accounts in Luke, we will see how our benevolent God, our loving God, actually does miracles for us. And that we would have a proper understanding of how to receive miracles. We read the scripture, Luke chapter 4, verse 17 to 21. And the reason I read that scripture, actually, ang ipipreach natin is from verse 38 to 44. Yun yung actual account. But the reason I read this is because this is a verse that Jesus read after He was tempted in the wilderness, and He went out in the power of the Holy Spirit. And before He did anything, He said this. Ito muna, pre-niche niya to. Sabi niya, He looked at the scroll of Isaiah, and it's just fitting that He opened the scroll of Isaiah. Because the scroll of Isaiah was written and read at a time where Israel was in an impossible situation. They were about to be captured and exiled. Life as they know it will be taken away from them. They're being conquered by a stronger enemy. Life is somehow dealing with them in a way that is too much for them. Sino sa inyo, sometimes you feel like life throws things at you na overwhelming. Hindi mo kaya. And it seems impossible to move forward because of what you're facing in life. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying, actually, Pastor, blessed na blessed ako eh. Kahit anong iba to sa akin ng mundo, kayang-kaya ko. Now, thankful naman ako na ganyan yung sitwasyon mo ngayon. Pero I promise you, time will come when you will face something much bigger than you. Ganun talaga ang life. This world is a broken world. And it will throw at us things that are bigger than us, things that are seemingly impossible for us to overcome. Meron na ba kayo na-encounter na impossible for you to overcome? Yung katabi mo, impossible ba to overcome? Parang, Pastor, ito talaga yung pinaka-problema ko, Lord. Kaya ako nag-church every week. Dinadala ko na nga eh. And that's why I read this verse, because this verse was read to a people who was facing the impossible. And this word said this, even in the impossible. So let me read it again. It says here, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll. So, see, Jesus, when he ministered, he would always go to the synagogue. Tandaan yan, ha? Lagi siyang pupunta na synagogue. Because his ministry is not just all about demonstrating. A big part of God's, Jesus' ministry is to teach so that we would hear and we would learn to live in this world. That's difficult. So it's always like that. In fact, the next thing you would see him do is read the scroll, and in the scroll, pansinin mo, these words, na paulit-ulit. Now, I don't have time to look into the Greek. Medyo iba yan. Yung proclaim na to, tsaka itong dalawang proclaim, although translated the same in English, ito, the simple meaning of this proclaim means this, to preach the good news. So Jesus came, actually, first and foremost, to preach the good news. Whenever, sabi nga dito, when he was looking at people who were facing difficult things, and he says this, I came here, first of all, the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news. Kasi many people today have felt needs. Kahit tayo, we have felt needs. But Jesus, when he came, he said, I know you have many felt needs, but you really just have one real need. And if this real need is met, all other felt needs, kakayanin mong harapin. Kaya sabi niya, what did he preach? Good news. Good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty. Itong word na proclaim, itong dalawang to, means not just to preach the good news, but to become a herald. You know what a herald is? A herald. A herald is a messenger who carries words that are not his, but words of someone who is in authority. And he has no right to change those words. He has no right to make it, to garnish it, or to adjust it. And when he speaks, it's as if the one who is the source of the message is speaking. So ang ibig lang sabihin ito, when Jesus said to proclaim liberty to the captives and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, this is what it means. Many of you, pag narinig yung liberty for the captives, year of the Lord's favor, how many of you, when you read the Word of God, marami kayo, in those words, ang dami nyo naiisip na what it means for you. Ang ibig sabihin ng favor, pag nag-church ako or narinig yung Word of God, wala na akong problema habang buhay. Hindi na ako, pag umulan, hindi ako mababasa. Alam mo, how many of us, when we read things like this, we assign our own meaning when it comes to favor. We assign our own meaning when it comes to liberty. We also think that in the process of having liberty, gusto natin yung proseso natin, ayaw natin yung proseso ni Lord. Si Lord, pag sinabi niyang to proclaim, to herald, actually the way to read this, he sent me to herald liberty to the captives and to herald the year of the Lord's favor. This is what it means. Whatever it is that you're thinking, di ba minsan meron kang, how many of you this has happened? Nagbasa ka ng word ni God, the situation happens to you, the way you understood God and His word, nung dumating yung situation, you have something in your mind in which you're thinking, if this is what the Word of God says, this situation must resolve this way. Dapat ganito kasi sabi ng Word. Dapat ito yung mangyari. Tapos, habang nag-unfold, hindi yun yung nangyayari. Tapos nagugulat ka. So, and then the next thing you think is this, baka mali yung Word ni God. Sino sa inyo, ganun yung naisip, mali yung Word ni God. Parang ang galing natin, no? Pag sinabing, Jesus came to herald liberty to the captives, herald the favor of the Lord, all of those means, is what it means is this. whenever we hear the word of God, normally may sarili tayong meaning. Pero if we are really listening to a herald, it is upon us, incumbent upon us, to understand what is actually being said. That's why minsan pag nagpipreach tayo dito, kahit hindi popular, ipipreach natin. Kahit hindi medyo prosperity ang dating. Sino sa inyo, pag Sunday, and I preach on suffering, parang, pastor naman, gusto ko ma-encourage. Suffering naman yung preach mo. Ayoko na dito. Eh, hindi pwede. Hindi ko pwedeng hindi i-preach eh. Bakit? Herald lang ako eh. We are all heralds. And I hope that as we go through the preaching about miracles, and as we believe God for miracles, first and foremost of all, that we do not think about miracles on our own terms. Madidisappoint tayo. We think about miracles from the perspective and viewpoint of God and His Word. Kaya pinipreach natin mabuti yung Word niya. And today, as we continue and talk about the first account about Jesus' miracle, I hope there are truths that we will encounter and say, ah, pag miracle pala ni Lord, ganito pala dapat ang attitude natin, ganito pala natin dapat i-receive. Although God will meet our felt needs, there are actually real needs that He is meeting. The felt needs is just the surface. There's something underneath the felt needs that is more important. There's something more than something more important than the felt needs that's in the surface, which is the real need, which is under it. Yeah. Para pati ako nalito, no? Alright. So, that is what it means when Jesus says, I proclaim. And all of these things has been fulfilled in me. And that's why whenever we have a question with the Word of God, whenever the Word of God seemingly does not align with what we think, bida pa rin yung Word ni God. Tayo yung mali. Kasi herald to eh. Tama siya. Tayo yung nagkakamali. Tayo yung mag-align. So when a herald from the president of the Philippines come and you misunderstand what he says, he's not wrong. Most likely, we're wrong. Although our president sometimes mostly is wrong. But anyway, that's another thing. Baka maging political to, di ba? Maano pa ako. Okay, balik tayo sa word ni God. Okay, verse 20. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back, and the eyes of all in the synagogues, again, were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, today's scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Interestingly, before I go and talk about miracles and how it happened and when it happened, if you will look at the pattern in Luke, pag titingnan mo yung pattern in Luke, ito yung mapapansin mo. Jesus will be in the synagogue. He will teach. Sometimes miracles will happen in the synagogue. Diba? Amongst the when you say the synagogue, parang church, it's the church setting that we have ngayon is patterned upon from a synagogue where the word of God is heard authoritatively. And then makikita mo, it happens among us in the synagogue or in the church. It also, mapapansin, many of his miracles, when he goes out of the synagogue, miracles also happen. So tayo, ganun din tayo. We're hoping that miracles happen among us here, but how many of you are also excited for miracles to happen in your homes? Diba? In your offices? Do you? Diba? In your victory group? O yun, no? Ayun, nasingit ko pa yun, no? Yun, yun yung gusto natin mangyari. So ito yung mga, that's how the setting of miracles happen. That's how the pattern. But there's always proclamation. Many Christians today just want the miracles minus the proclamation. Basta, Lord, bigay mo lang yung gusto ko, but would not listen and would not receive from the Lord. Yun yung ayaw natin. We don't want the miracle without the miracle worker. Gusto natin kasama yung miracle worker. At siya muna yung gusto natin. And sometimes, he will do the miracle in a different way. Dapat okay lang sa atin. Okay lang ba yan? Kasi mas bida yung miracle worker kaysa sa miracle. And so here is Jesus teaching the scripture. And then as he goes along, kayo na magbasa ng iba, during the Sabbath, he goes again to the synagogue. He performs a miracle. People did not like it. A preaching at another time. Let's go to verse 38. Now he goes out of the synagogue. How many of you believe that much of the miracle God is gonna do in our life is not within this gathering? Nahulog pa ako. Not within this gathering. It's going to be something outside. Are you ready? Paglabas siya sa church, gagamitin tayo ni Lord at gagawa siya ng miracle. Not just within here. We're expecting that. But God's gonna do miracle in your homes? Sino sa inyo? Expectant kayo sa homes niyo. Even sa mga bahay ninyo, sa mga taong minamahal niyo sa buhay, they will experience the miracle. In fact, the first ever miracle was experienced in a home by someone close to Jesus and a relative of Simon Peter. Because that's what we want you to understand when we talk about miracles. Miracles happen in the most ordinary ways and places. Now look at this. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with high fever. Now, this account of this miracle account is spoken of in Matthew and in Mark and in Luke. Only si Luke ang nagsabi na yung fever high. Others, there was a fever. Bakit kaya? Kasi doktor si Luke. When, di ba pag nagkakwento tayo, our account is slanted on the, we emphasize things that are more parang close to, or parang something that is of our maybe expertise. Si Matthew tsaka si Mark, nung nagkakwento sila, oy, may lagnat. Yun lang ang sinabi nila. However, Luke, who interviewed people during this account, said this, it is high fever. The word high is where we get the word mega. It's a Greek word mega, where we get the word megastar. Diba? So mega means not just high fever. It's actually a fever that is life-threatening. Kasi baka akala nyo, hindi naman extraordinary itong miracle. Nilagnat lang. Kasama sa account. So when you read Matthew and Mark, it seems like, why is this account here? But if you read Luke actually says, this is seemingly a life-threatening fever. Now, sino sa inyo, pag may life-threatening na, Lord, minsan di mo alam saan ang galing itong sakit na to. The good news is we have a God who is able to meet that need. It says here, he had a high fever and appealed to him on her behalf. This word appealed actually means to implore, to ask and to beg. Now many have said, grabe naman, kailangan pa i-beg si Jesus para mag-heal. In the other accounts, Jesus just went and healed him, but here it says they begged him. Now I want you to understand, begging Jesus or appealing to him does not mean they were overcoming his reluctance. It was an expression of their desperation. Ah, kasi kala nyo, nag-beg sila, parang ano yung imagine mo, in some translation, they beg Jesus. Parang na-imagine mo si Jesus, parang, ayoko nga. Sige na, Jesus. Pag-isipan ko. And sometimes, that is what we think when we read scriptures like this. Why? Pag yan ang inisip mo, ibig sabihin, may pinanggagalingan ka. Baka feeling, may pinag-pray ka, hindi sinagot ni Lord. Crush mo siya. Pero hindi ka pa rin niya pinapansin. Uy, iba pala yan, sorry. Wag na, napaka-trivial naman nun. Di ba? Nagmakaawa kay Lord, hindi niya binigay. I want you to know that when we pray to God, it's not overcoming His reluctance. Mostly, when we come before Him, especially if it's life-threatening, it's an expression of our desperation. And they knew who could actually do the healing. They were desperate for the right thing. They were desperate for God. Sino sa inyo, pag may need kayo, desperate kayo, pero desperate kayo sa
bank account nyo, desperate kayo sa work nyo, doon kayo humihingi. Diba? Hindi. Sabi dito, if we're going to be desperate, it's before God because He's the only solution we really have, true solution we have. Now, God can use any other instrument, pero ito yung tanong ko sa atin. One thing that we must settle in our hearts as people of God is this, that when we are faced with a situation that's impossible, who do we run to first? And who are we desperate for? That will show you who your God is. Doon makikita sino totoong Diyos mo. On who you're, when you see who you're desperate for, doon malalaman, ah, ito pala yung Diyos ko. Dito pala ako nananalig, nananampalataya. Yun. Sorry as Tagalog. Dito try naman ako. That's where you're. Dito hindi. Sabi niya, high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And so, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever. Now, before he rebuked the fever, is there anything you notice? The word they. Ito pala yung gusto ko i-point out. They appealed. It is sad if at the time of your need, you have no one else with you. That's why in this church, napaka-importante sa amin ng community. Hopefully, you are part of a they. Hopefully, you are not just coming in and out. May mga nakikita ko dito, in and out lang. Again, panloko ko dyan, if you're a citizen of Zimbabwe, di ba, you simba and you uwi, Zimbabwe. Di ba, uwi lang kayo, di ba? Wala kayong they. And the reason that they is important here is because the mother could not go to Jesus on her own behalf because the fever was mega. It was too much. And many times in our lives when we are faced with problems, how many of you have faced problems bigger than you? Tapos di mo na lang kayo ka magpe-pray at anong sasabihin mo? It's always good to have a they around you who would pray for you, who would plead to Jesus on your behalf. Kasi minsan ikaw, hindi mo na alam saan mo you're not even aware of the miracle worker anymore, especially when the hurt is too much, when you're hurting. Have you ever hurt, have you ever felt that kind of level of hurt? Wala ka na, your mind is what? You're gone, hindi mo na, you're torn, you're not even thinking right. Sabi ng iba, Pastor, lagi naman ako not thinking right, so hindi siya bago sa akin. Hindi. May Shopee. May delivery. Okay, pakiano muna yung Shopee natin, ha? Okay, Shopee. Okay na, dumating na. May sale. Anyway, balik tayo. Meanwhile, back in the spirit. So sino sa inyo, you could confidently say that when you are in your lowest, there is a they who would pray for you. Tara, wow. Tingnan mo yung di nakataas ang kamay. Yeah, akbayan mo, pwede ka bang mga ganon? Kasi syempre yung iba parang hindi makapagtaas na kamay. Wala akong they eh. Ayan. Ikaw naman, uy, wala kang day, akbayan mo agad. Sama ka. Yeah. Kaya ako pinataas yung kamay para akbayan kayo. Alright? Hopefully, you have a day. Now, this is what I don't want you to think. O so kung walang day, hindi magmi-miracle si Lord. Kasi importante, may magpa-pray para sa'yo. Now, it is important that somebody pleads. But don't ever think, please, ah, ito, ah, this is something, oh, pag nag-pray tayo, it will move God. Ah, lakas mo, ha? Minove mo si God. Ikaw ang nag-move kay God. You moved God. Oh, ikaw na. Mas malaki ka kay Lord. Now, not to say that God is not connected to us and imminent, but this is what I want you to know. God will move. God will perform the miracle. But if no one prayed for you and you were lost at that time, you would never know it was Him who did it, and you will miss it. It's not that God cannot do it. It's that it is because you would miss it. Sayang! Talo ka na na-miss mo na ginawa niya. Because, ito yung importante ha, because when you miss something God does, you're not able to praise Him, go to Him. Your relationship with Him does not grow stronger. Bigyan ko kayo ng example. Kung may nagbigay sa iyo ng isang gift na friend, no? Pero hindi mo alam siya pala yung nagbigay. Thankful na thankful ka sa gift. Pero it doesn't do anything with the relationship, with your relationship with that person. Now, okay naman kung yung tao, I want to be anonymous kasi mabait ako. Diba? Pero ito, when something is given to you by a good friend of yours, and you know it was them who gave it to you and they sacrificed for it, what would you feel? Grateful. And what happens to the relationship? It's forged. Right? When God does a miracle, He does not make it known just because insecure siya. Walang pumuri sa akin. Hindi ganun si Lord. God does not need us. It's really for us. So that we would relate to Him more and more. And that's why, listen to this, that's why it's important that you have a they that prays for you when your mind is torn, you're in anxiety, you can no longer think right, and you have a they that prays with you, prays for you, and is grateful to God for you, at tas pag nahimasmasan ka na, when the miracle happens, they tell you, it was God who did it. And you're saying, buti na lang. And you know, after that miracle, your relationship with God has gone to the next level. Folks, yung felt need miracles, hindi lang yan para ma-meet yung felt needs nyo. Sana tumibay yung relationship nyo as a result of that felt need. Sana may mangyari sa relationship mo with God. Yun din yung gusto ni Lord, mapalapit ka sa Kanya. And it took a community to do that. There needs to be a they that brings you to the Lord, especially at times when you're facing something impossible. So that even in the impossible, when the miracle happens, hindi lang yung, yay, nakuha ko yung gusto ko, but something happens in our hearts. Amen? So okay ba yung miracles natin? Hindi lang to, oh, may miracle ta. Oh, God did the miracle, yay! There's more to the miracle than just receiving your goodies. Sana after mo ma-receive yon, it helps you in the future. And you know, nothing helps us more than a strong relationship with God. Because marami pa tayong haharapin na impossible. And we need that relationship to become stronger and stronger as we face many more impossible things so that even in the impossible, we will not be easily shaken. Amen? Ganda, di ba? The they is important. They appealed to Him. So gumaling na siya, yun yung felt need. Pero alam mo, isa sa mga real need, sana may they kayo. Tingnan mo mga katabi mo, okay lang ba na they mo siya? Now, pag ginagamit ko yung pronoun na yun, huwag nyo, ay, naku, si pastor, them and they na lang ang ginagamit. Hindi yun, ha? Mga kayo, ha? Iba yung preaching ko, ha? Iba, iniisip, uy, iba na si pastor ngayon, yung pronouns niya, ho? Naka-video, mamayang hapon ko na sabihin yung nasa mind ko. Oh, kasi baka makancel tayo. And he stood over her and rebuke the fever. Nakakatawa, no? Ni-rebuke yung fever. Tandaan nyo, ni-rebuke nyo yung fever, ha? Isn't that strange? To rebuke the fever? Amin yan, makikita nyo, strange talaga yon. Pero continue ko muna. And he stood over, rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately In all of the accounts, hindi sinulat yung immediately. It just said she rose and she served. Only in Luke, alam mo, doktor eh, sinulat niya yung immediately. Because a doctor, when you get healed, he observes what happens to you after. And he tries to think whether you've been truly healed or not. Dr. Luke wrote the word immediately to emphasize that the miracle was full and complete. No other. But it's just one word. It's just one word. When you read Matthew and Mark, you will not noticeable. That you will not notice it. Mag-English. You will not notice, na-heal naman siya, and then nag-serve siya. Pero pag sinabi yung word na immediately, Dr. Luke, as a doctor, is saying, in my opinion, as a doctor, this is not a fluke. She really got healed fully. Hindi yung parang nirebuke ni Jesus yung fever, after 1 week, tumayo siya. Sabi hindi. He said immediately to show everyone that it was a miracle. Because if it were longer, mga 1 week, sabihin mo, gumaling lang yan because of the natural, providential miracle of God that He has infused in our body to heal itself. Meron tayo nun. Miraculous yung katawan natin. Until now, science is befuddled with the mechanism of our body to be able to do things and heal itself. However, ito sinabi ni Dr. Luke, this is different. As a doctor, immediately. So that one word is not just a fluke. It is Dr. Luke wrote that clearly. No other gospel writer wrote it. Because they're not doctors. Pag hindi ka doktor, ay may lagnat, gumaling. Yay! Ganun lang tayo. Pero sa doktor, wow, gumaling. Megas ang lagnat. Megas. matindi yung lagnat. Megas kasi. Mega. Oo. And the next thing I want you to know. So those are just side notes that I have. But one thing I want to know. It is important that within the miracle, there is a they, hopefully. Okay ba tayo doon? That's a real need. That's the second is, when she rose up and she served them. Hopefully, when we receive our miracles, we're not selfish, but we're ready to serve. Kasi minsan, once we receive our miracles, that's it. Wala na sa church next week. Sinagot na ni Lord. Lord, I pray for a car. Binigyan ka ng car. Nasa Tagaytay ka pag Sunday. Sabi ni Lord, kukunin ko ulit yung car. Lord, wala ko ulit car. Balik ka sa church. Sakit din. Pinag-pray mo yung car pa yung nagpalayo sa'yo sa church. Hindi, may victory naman sa Tagaytay. Doon kayo a-attend. Ah, doon kami a-attend. Ah, no. Maraming great victory all over the Philippines. Wala kayong takas. But my question is this. Ito, be honest with me. How many of you throughout your Christian life, lalo na yung matatagal na, you've received a miracle from God? Okay. Wow, ang dami ah. How many of you are serving Him? Yon kumonte, di ba? How many have served a miracle from God? Yes. How many are serving Him? Napababae, no? And I'm just talking about serving in church. I'm talking about serving Him wherever you're at. That you have you're consciously looking for opportunities to proclaim the good news. You're not being asked to be a savvy, apologetic person. Galing, just proclaim. You know what proclaim means? Just say it. You know, we have sinned. Oh, sin? Ano yung sin? Hindi yan politically correct. Preach mo pa rin. Politically correct ka dyan. Preach the word. Pabayaan mo. Good news. Kahit di politically correct, i-preach mo pa rin. Let the word of God do it. The word of God says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. You're not the power unto salvation. I hope you don't think you're the power. It's the gospel. So preach it. Proclaim it. Kaya sinabi proclaim, just say it. Hindi just do it, just say it. Our hope is this, that for many of us who have received our miracles from God, we do not forget to immediately rise up and serve. Aren't you grateful na ang dami nagsiserve every Sunday? Palakpakan naman natin mga nagsiserve. Grabe. Minsan nga yung usher, para lang asarin ko, lumalapit-lapit ako, bubuksan nila, hindi naman ako pupunta. Titingnan ko kung magagalit sila. Mukhang pumasa naman, di pa. Hindi, joke, di ko ginagawa yun. Pero baka next Sunday. Pero they have been serving sa tech booth, yung music team, everyone, kids church. The reason we're able to have all of this is because there were people who received a miracle from God but did not think that after that they're okay. Okay na ako, I received it. They said, Lord, how can I thank you? Sino sa inyo, pag naka-receive kayo kay Lord ng miracle, thank you, Lord, napapaganong kayo, thank you, Lord. Yun lang, yun na yun, thank you, Lord. Diba? Nakahanap ka ng parking, thank you, Lord. Yun na yun, thank you, Lord. Diba? But what if lang, I'm just asking, what if a way of thanking God, just like when you receive a miracle, is to actually serve Him. Now, wag mo, hindi ako mag-recruit. Huwag kayo mag-alala. Nasa inyo yan. Kasi I cannot tell. I hope, when you serve, it's not because someone talk you into it. Yung pinersuade ka lang, sige na, kaya mo yan. Ano ba ginagawa mo pag Sunday? Eh, pa-uwi. Yun pala, wala ka namang ginagawa. Ginanon ka? So ngayon, nagsiserve ka pag Sunday. Wala naman kasi akong ginagawa. Dito na lang. Galit ka? Umuwi ka na lang. Di ba? Sino sa inyo na ganun kayo? Ano ba ginagawa mo pag Sunday? Wala naman pala eh. Pang-asar pa eh, di ba? Ay, ito ka na. Ikaw naman. Kaya nga, magsiserve na nga ako. Hindi, sana gusto mo mag-serve. Not because someone forced you into it, but because there is no recourse but for you to say, God, grabe, how good you are in my life. I cannot not serve you. Sana ganun. Punta na tayo dito, kasi painit dito eh. So miracles, I hope you receive your miracles. I hope we get all of our felt needs met. But I hope we also get to thank God. Anyway, let's go. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to Him. Bakit sun was setting? Kasi pag gabi, may lagim. Hindi gabi ng lagim to. It's because, if you read properly, it was the Sabbath. They can only bring the sick after 6 p.m. at night. The Sabbath starts at Friday, 6 p.m. It ends at Saturday, 6 p.m. This was the next day of the Sabbath, and they were bringing. Yeah. So yun lang ibig sabihin nun. Bakit pag gabi? May power ba pag gabi? Hindi yun. Dracula ba? Hindi ganun. It's just the Sabbath. And all those who had any who were sick. Wow. All those who had any. Can the sick normally bring themselves to God? Sometimes. Pero yung sobrang sick, kaya ba nila? Again, there was a they involved. All those who had a sick, brought them. Dati, no, when this is being preached, ang ginagawa, invite nyo sa church, pag-pray natin. Okay lang, pag-pray nyo sa bahay, hindi nyo kailan dalhin dito. Hopefully, pag dinala nyo sila dito, it's because you proclaimed the good news and they received the Lord and they came. So we don't, dalhin nyo sa church, pag-pray natin dito. Wala po dito sa stage yung power po na kay Lord. At lahat po tayo, all of you, wherever you're at, can bring that with you. As you have received miracles, now you bring others. No? All those who had were sick, advised, brought them. He laid their hands on them. Kay Peter's mom, Jesus rebuked the fever. Ito, laid his hands. Have you ever wondered what was happening to Peter's mom? Bakit kay galit lang ba sa nanay ni Peter? Mother-in-law kasi. Galit ako sa mga mother-in-law. Hindi naman siguro. Baka si, alam mo naman, di ba yung mga tao, maraming ngayon mga husbands, eh, hindi maganda yung relationship sa mother-in-law. Baka kinikwento kay Jesus, yung mother-in-law ko, Jesus, grabe talaga. Yung nakita ni Jesus, ha! I rebuke you! Issue. Family issue. Hindi yun yun, ha? Hindi ganun yun. Actually, many believe by reading this closely is this. The sickness of Peter's mom was a supernatural sickness. Because Jesus would only rebuke what? Aside from people, pag nagkakamali tayo, He'll rebuke it. There are two other things Jesus rebuke aside from people. One is demons. Huwag mo tingnan yung katabi mo. One is demons. Sabi ko na nga ba? Hindi, huwag gano'n. Kasi, judger eh. Nung sinabi ko, God rebuke demon. One is, huwag gano'n. Okay? One is demons. The other one is what? When there was a storm, He rebuked the wind. Because our God has power over the supernatural. And it was believed that for a fever to be rebuked, it was not an ordinary fever. Kasi minsan ganyan tayo. No? Nag-gym tayo. Pinagpawisan, imbis na magbisag at maligo, kung saan-saan pumunta, nilagnat. Lord, please heal me. Eh, ikaw, ano nung pinagagawa mo? Many times, we ask God for healing for sickness that we brought upon ourselves. Tama? Nag-ano ako eh, nag-annual ano ako, physical lang ako eh. May nakita, medyo mataas ang cholesterol ko ah. Medyo lang ah, borderline. Now, I could pray and say, God, please heal me of my cholesterol. Pwede naman yun. In His mercy, He could. Pero tandaan mo, ako nagpataas niyan. Tawa ka ng tawa, Andrew. Dinala mo ko dun sa, saan ba si Gary? Yung babuyan doon. Lahat na lang baboy. The singles ministry met with me, the leaders. Dinala pa naman ako dun sa, sabi ko, gusto niyo na talaga ako mapunta kay Lord, ha? Sabi ko, ano ba namang klaseng meeting ko? Ba't babuyan? Kasi puro baboy yung ulam. Can I just say something? I know all of us are praying to God for something, but there are some things we have brought upon ourselves. That is God merciful? God can heal that as well. But I'm just saying, please naman. Pero ito, kaya ako pre-night out, kasi there are certain ailments na hindi mo alam, where is this coming from? This is that kind of ailment. That's why it's different. See, the words, it's only one word. But it spells the difference on how you see Scripture and what's happening. And so some of you may have that. And that's why pumunta na kayo sa doktor, parang wala pa rin. Then you need to lift it up to God. Pero kung puro kain nyo dun sa may sama siya na Gary, eh, mag-pray pa rin kayo. Pero kayo yan. Alright? So, I'm just saying, because many of us, irresponsible, and then we come to God, and feeling mo, God owes you, but we were irresponsible. But this one, it was clearly something beyond them. And you know, whenever you're facing something beyond you, there's a God that's greater than the impossible. Amen? Galing, no? So one, okay naman na miracle, but sana may they kayo. Second, okay naman na miracle, pero sana mag-serve tayo. As I land, look at this. And the demons came out. Ito, ni-rebuke. Demon ni-rebuke. Sickness ni-rebuke. So demons, something greater. And when it was day, next day, he departed and went into a desolate place. Now, there's so much in that one statement that I won't preach. And the people sought him and came to him and would kept him from leaving. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with that picture is this. Sometimes when we receive our miracle, kahit wala ka naman pangangailangan, oh Jesus, dito ka lang. Yun yung ginagawa nila. They were so selfish about the miracle. They forgot why Jesus was there in the first place. Sometimes the miracles we receive can make us forget the purpose God has for us. Nalimutan na, because we're so kakamit lang ng kaka-perform lang ng Lord na miracle sa buhay mo, you're already thinking about contingencies, possible issues in the future. Naku Lord, imbis na living fully for His purpose, we're always living in fear and anxiety. When's my next miracle? Paano kung mangyari to? Sino sa'yo minsan, you worry too much, you're always worrying about what might happen next. Has that ever happened to you? Only to find out it never happens. And then you wasted your time. Imbis na productive ka, you were ang anxious. You know what Jesus said? When people were just thinking about their miracles, when is my next miracle? Our lives are not meant to just wait for our next miracle or run after our next miracle. Ito sabi ni Jesus. But He said, I must preach the good news to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. Coming from this scripture, we see that although miracles are good, and I hope there's a day that brings us to our miracles, that makes us aware of where the miracles come from in our most dire situations. I hope that when we get our miracles, we serve. And lastly, I hope when we get our miracles, we're not just thinking about our next miracles. We're thinking about proclaiming the good news and looking for the miracles for others as well. That we are instruments of God as well. That we never lose sight of our purpose. That's our real need. Our real need is a community to surround us. One of our real needs is to serve Him and not just to receive from Him and never give out. And last, one of our real need is the good news. To receive it and proclaim it. Folks, I am excited for all of us and for our felt need miracles to be given to us. Are you excited for that? Sana naman. I'm sure you're praying for something, you're believing God for something. But I hope when God, first of all, when God doesn't answer it the way you think He should, He's not wrong, you're wrong. Try to align yourself. But really, with all of the miracles you will receive, hopefully there's a day that would celebrate with you. There is a day that would, na-receive mo yung miracle mo, nagtagaytay ka, tinawaga ka, bro, nagkakotse ka lang, nasa tagaytay ka, nabalik ka sa church. Ay, oo nga pala, may nag-remind sa'yo. There's a day, there's people that surrounds you, that keeps you, what? Centered. I hope when you receive, how we receive our felt needs miracle, we're here to be grateful with our lives, to serve Him. Dami na ka-raise kanina. How many miracles? How many, sir? Sana lahat tayo. And again, this is between you and God, not between you and me. And I hope your victory group leader does not come and force you. Pwede rin naman, kasi minsan kailangan ka i-force eh. Broken tayo eh. Kailangan pilitin minsan. But hopefully you'll come to a place where you said, God, I just want to thank you. I want to serve you. And third, I hope when you receive your felt need miracle, hindi lang siya para sa'yo. I hope you're not just looking for your next miracle. I hope you're proclaiming the good news because many others in the city of Pasay need God's miracle in their life. Many in your offices need God's miracle. Many in your family, your parents need the miracle of God in our life. That's our purpose. Don't ever forget. Yun ang mga real needs natin. Okay lang yung felt needs, but those are the real needs. And my hope is this, that God would indeed use our lives. And God would meet all of our needs. And God would surprise us. He would even surprise us in the way that He would answer it. You'll never expect it. But it's even, look, listen to this. He could actually perform a miracle that the result is even better than what you thought about. Yung mga iniisip, there's nothing compared to what God has in store for you. So I want us to look to God. Why don't we all stand? And can I just ask the music team to please come up here? I just felt like, you know, I just think we should end with worship. It's a short time of worship just to, again, fix our eyes on the miracle worker and not the miracle. That we will face impossible situation, but even in the listen to this, even in the impossible, we will not lose sight of the miracle worker. So dapat yung nakikita natin, not just the miracles, but the miracle worker. Father, we come before you in worship because of this, that even as we express worship to you, even as we lift holy hands towards you, even as we set our eyes on you, we will look at the miracle worker. That we would see beyond the miracles that we would receive. Help us to be a people who is prepared to receive miracles in our lives. That we will not miss out on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord before we end.